Praise the
Lord.
Blog
Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank and praise God for everybody out there. Amen. Letting everybody know that we love them and care for them. So welcome to another edition and another segment of Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Show Radio. We thank and praise God for you all today. And by the way, our guest call in, amen, for you to hear the program is 1-713-955-073. I hope you got that. Anyway, let me do it again. 1-713-955-0783. Praise God. And you know that we care about your souls, praise God. And let everybody know that we really, truly love them. Amen. We thank and praise God for you all today. Well, we've been dealing with the sin bearer, amen, on our last show, amen, with a combination with remission of sin. All right? We know that Jesus bare the sin for many. Amen. And we know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We give honor to our general overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward, and we give honor to our presiding bishop, Bishop R.J. McLeod, and also to our pastor and our bishop of the West District, amen, Adrian M. Shaw. Adrian M. Shaw. Amen. We thank and praise God for him. And all those that you that listen, all the pastors and elders that out there listen to the show, we thank and praise God for you all today. Amen. We let you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved, not his will that any should perish, but all come into repentance, friend. Amen. Have you repented of your sin? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Amen. That's the straight way. And we like everybody, you have to do that. And, well, first you got to hear the word of God, believe it, and obey it. Amen. Believe it and obey it. So obedience, you know, all through this requires obedience, praise God. We thank and praise God for you all today. Amen. As we go on today, friends, I am excited about Jesus. Amen. I was out on the street talking about Jesus today. Amen. I love to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I realize what he done for me, how he shed his blood for me. You know, how he poured out his soul unto death. I just thank and praise God. Amen. Now, we've been dealing with Isaiah 53. Amen. And we've been dealing with, along with that, we've been dealing with Hebrews chapter 9. Amen. And Hebrews chapter 10. Praise God. Letting people know, I want you to read those. Amen. And let you know that I am in the book. Amen. Be thanking and praise God for that today. Amen. We give honor to everyone out there. And we're praying for those that are sick and those that are having problems, those that are having problems in their home, those that are hungry, those that are shut in. We're praying for all of you today. Amen. We thank and praise God for people, and we're asking God to help, extend his help to you. Amen. As we go on today, praise God. All right. Isaiah 53 says, whom have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So we know the arm of the Lord is Jesus. Amen. Amen. We see that body. Amen. That flesh and blood. Amen. That was him. I know as we go on, amen, we're going down here. It says here in the fourth verse, it says to us here, surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Amen. Look at what it says. But he was wounded for our transgression. Amen. Look what it says. He was bruised for our iniquity. In other words, he took our place. The chastisement of our peace, was upon him. Amen. Think about it. all the sins of the world was upon him. All right, look what it says. And with his stripes we are healed. All we are like sheep gone astray. Amen. Think about it. All we are like sheep gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Lord, bless the scripture today. We pray that you bless it today, oh God. Touch it right now. Let it go out and help somebody. Amen. And look, as we go down in the same chapter, it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. And that's in the 10th verse. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. So Jesus was made a supreme offering for sin, friend. All right? That's wonderful. Amen. Think about it now. Listen. He shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And listen, now the 11th verse, look what it says. He shall see his travail. He shall see of his travail of his soul. Look at that. Look at that. And shall be satisfied. Now, why do we say that? Why did he say that? Because this is where God going to take pleasure. All right? This is where God going to take his pleasure. And he's going to be satisfied. Why? Because he's seen this. Because all these other sacrifices, you know, he required not, you know, because, you know, all these other sacrifices, they have, you know, people would come to the temple and bring the sheep, the goat, the, you know, whatever they had for, you know, sacrificing, okay, animal, all right? But they had to come back the next year. Amen. They had to come back the next year and bring it again, praise God. In other words, that was remembered. So they had to come back and come back and come back every year. All right? So we see here, it says here, amen, by his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. For he shall bear their iniquity, the sin bearer. Talking about Jesus. He was the sin bearer of the world. Praise God. And we thank and praise God for it. Was that wonderful? And you can go on into this. Amen. But I don't have a lot of time, so we're going to go over to Hebrews and talk from there. Praise God. Amen. We see here. Hebrews 9. And let's look at this here, what it says here. Amen. And the lovely talks about that Christ being the high priest of good things to come. All right, but let's go down to the 12th verse. Neither by the blood of goats and calf, and by his own blood, but by his own blood. Read that again. But by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful, folks? Amen. He obtained eternal redemption for us. And look what the 13th verse is saying, Hebrews 9. Okay, and look what it says. For if blood of bullocks and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling and under unclean sacrifices to purify the flesh. Now look what it says. How much more shall the blood of Christ, talking about Jesus Christ, and through the eternal spirit offered, look what it said. that offered himself. Jesus offered himself. I'm trying to do this as slow and simple as I can, okay? Jesus did it himself. All right, think about it, friend. Christ died on that cross. I mean, he was nailed to it, suffered. Think about it. Look what it says. Let's read that portion again. Whom through eternal spirit offered himself without spot unto God. Purge your conscience from dead works. That's what they're telling us. Put your conscience from dead works and serve the living God. Jesus Christ, the sin bearer. Amen. We thank and praise God. Look, we mentioned years back when Adam sinned, he tried to make an apron because he was ashamed of what he'd done. Amen. You know, and his eyes was open, and he seen that he was naked, so he made him some. He got some fig leaves and tried to put that together and hold that again. But God made a sacrifice. See, God, what God did. He sewed forth a coat of skin and covered Adam, praise God. Something had to die. Something had to die, praise God. So we see here, look at the 22nd verse, all right. 22nd verse in the 9th chapter, okay, look what it says, Hebrews, look what it says. And almost all things by the law are purged with blood. And without blood, look what it says, without the shedding of blood, amen, there's no remission. So there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. So Jesus offered himself. Look what it says here. All right, here we go. Look what the 24th verse says. For Christ is not entered the holy place made by hands, which figure of the true, but in heaven it now appear in the presence of God for us. He appeared in the presence of God for us. Think about it now, friend. Who wouldn't serve a Lord like this here? Christ poured out his soul. Amen. He poured out his soul, praise God. And we see it today. God is so good. I just thank and praise God what he's done for me. Amen. I was talking to another preacher, and we was talking out there how the goodness of Christ, how the love of Christ, how Christ, you know, and how God, amen, it was wonderful, how God himself took on a human body, which is called his son. And a lot of people don't understand it. They figure, say, well, God is over here, and God is, and Jesus is over there, the son is over there. But God was in Christ, reconciling the world into himself, bringing back the world into himself, friend, and letting you know that God is great. If you think about the goodness of Jesus, amen, how he was wounded for our transgression, you know, he was stuck in the side, pierced in the side. Out of his side came blood and water for you and for me. He was nailed to a cross. I mean, nailed to a cross. Blood came flowing down when they put those nails in his hands for us. Praise God. For us, he did that. I mean, and you think about it. Amen. The blood hit the ground. Amen. You think about it. I mean, I say again, a lot of people die for unpleasant reasons and for reasons that are no use. All right. You got people do rob. The other day, people tried to rob a liquor store. One got shot and shed the blood. But that one, that ain't gonna save you. All right. Even these drunk people don't know. Even people who drunk, they know that. Anybody, brother, ain't going to save him. I've talked to one guy, about Christ. And then another guy came up and said, I could do that, what Jesus did. All them other winos said, we don't want his blood. He got 90 proof in it. It's his blood ain't clean enough. So as we were talking, because I preach on the streets. I believe in that, you know, because if you don't get out there and tell it to somebody, how they going to know, praise God? So we got to get out there, praise God, and that's what we have to do. Let people see the love of God in us. Let people see the truth of God in us. Let people see it today. And we thank and praise God. And as we go on here, we see here that Jesus died for us. Amen. He offered himself up for us. Amen. He gave it all for us. Amen. What we should be doing, praise God, we should be repenting of our sins. You know, think about it. Some people know to do right and don't do it, you know. Now, you know what? It's good when you can come and see yourself. When you go to a mirror, praise God, you see, when you look in that mirror, you start straightening yourself up. It's kind of, you comb your hair, you might straighten your shirt up or whatever like that, you know, so forth. But the Word of God is like that mirror, amen, that can show you yourself. All right, but a lot of people thinking that, saying, well, I can do this by myself. Amen. No, you need something to compare to. Look at Jesus. Look into Jesus and be saved, friend. So we see here today as we go on. All right. So look, the 25th verse. Now, yet that he should offer himself often as a what? A high priest entering into the holy place. Every year, so the priest had to go there every year. Every year, Jesus, amen. The priest, the high priest, had to go there every year. People bring the blood, and he goes in, he washes his hands, and goes over. He goes into the temple. Well, he goes into the holy of holy, and he sprinkled. He had blood for himself and blood for the people. He sprinkled that with mercy seat, amen. You can read that, amen. But what I'm saying today, you need to have Christ. Christ, you have Christ to do that for you. Christ did it. Amen. The Bible says the veil ripped from top to bottom. Amen. When Jesus said finished and gave up the ghost, the veil ripped. All right, it rent from top to bottom. I usually show people that by getting a piece of paper. Amen. And I eat a small booklet and tear it, rip it apart and show them that, you know, Jesus, I mean, he entered that spirit went into the holiness of holy and made an atonement for our blood at that mercy seat, praise God. So people don't understand it, praise God, that you need to have Christ. You need to have him. And you know what? I think about the precious blood of Jesus, how he done for. He's our sin bearer. Amen. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, friend. All right, you need to repent of your sin and say, Lord, I was wrong. Forgive me of my sin. Help me to make it. Lord, show me your way. And that's what we have to do. We need to get down on our knees and repent unto God and let God know that he is the way. That Christ, you got to believe in Christ. All right, because God was in him reconciling the world unto himself. That's why the Word said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh in the 14th verse of that same chapter, John 1. So we see here today that you got to know. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I mean, are you one of those that don't know who Jesus is? Amen. Jesus was God in flesh. Amen. He was, and if you can read 1 Timothy 3:16, it tells you about it. Amen. How he was manifest in the flesh. All right. So we see that was God manifest in the flesh. All right. Seen of angels preach to the Gentile. Amen. And raised up to the Lord. So God was in him reconciling the world into himself. Because Jesus said, believe for the work's sake, the works that was going on. Amen. That he performed. But we see here today that you got to believe today. You got to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You got to repent of your sin and go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. Why? Because, you know, you want your sins remitted. Praise God. You want your sins remitted. All right, watch this. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. That's what Jesus said. He that, you know, so many churches nowadays don't stop baptizing. I said, what is this? They said, well, you ain't got to baptize no more. I said, that ain't what the scripture said. The scripture said, he that believed and is baptized shall be saved. God didn't change that. Praise God. And we got to go down in the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. This covers the whole Godhead bodily. For in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So we see here today, friend, you know, don't let nobody fool you. Amen. Don't let nobody fool you. All these strange doctrines, you better stick with the scripture. Amen. You better stick with the scripture. Amen. That's the only way you're going to make it, because all these people could tell you any kind of thing, but the scripture tells us, amen, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. Think about it. He that believeth not shall be damned. That's what the scripture tells us, friend. So I'm letting you know today that you must come to Jesus Christ while you have an opportunity. You got an opportunity to do that. So we see here. But the word of God, you know, it's a lot more I want to go through with you with this here, but it's, you know, we don't have as much time. Amen. In the 10th chapter, we go over to the 10th chapter to read a few pieces from that. It says, this is what this says. I want to get this here. I hope I can have the time. This is what it says. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats to take away sin. Wherefore, when he come into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body. What is that body? The body of Jesus Christ. But a body thou hast prepared for me. Think about it. Think about it. Read on. In the sixth verse, it says, in burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, amen, thou has no pleasure. Amen. See, God has no satisfaction in that, no pleasure. Amen. Just like Isaiah, in Isaiah it says. Okay. And as it says here, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written of me. To do that word. He come in the volume of the book. Jesus says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but there are they that testify of me. So we see here that you have to believe in Jesus Christ. You got to trust in him. You got to go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go on. Look, as we go on here. And look what it says. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering, amen, and the burnt offering, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure. That's what Isaiah said. Neither had pleasure. God didn't have pleasure in those therein. Look what it says. Which was offered by the law. And look what it says. He said, lo. Then say he, lo, I come to do thy will, O Lord. He had taken away the first, the law, or talking about the law, and he established the second, talking about grace. Amen. We see here today. Amen. The New Testament. Amen. By the, listen what it says again. By the which, look what it says, by the which will we are sacrificed through what? What? The offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Talking about the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. God did a new thing. Amen. He took away the old and established the new. And now we see that Jesus Christ, amen, talking about the body of Jesus Christ, that blood, the sacrifice that he did. Okay, as we see here, but we let you know today that you need to come to Christ. And you can read some more of that. It's getting even juicier as you go on through that. Amen. You see, it goes on. And the 12th verse is, but this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sins forever. You see that? Forever. Amen. Set on the right hand of God, meaning in the center of his presence. Amen. Don't get confused by that. Amen. But we see here, this is something, friend. God is so good. The blood of Jesus is so precious, friend. More precious than my blood. More precious than any blood I know. How he purchased with his blood our salvation. And it's very easy. Amen. The Bible said, it talks about obedience. We must be obedient to the word of God. We must be obedient to him. Amen. So we see being obedient. Amen. That's something. Amen. So we know that you got to be obedient. Amen. Well, this is what it says here in Hebrews 5 and 9. Look what it says. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey him. So you got to be obedient. Amen. You got to believe, hear, believe, and be obedient. So what about the obedience part? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Repent and be thou converted. Amen. See, and then he will send Jesus, talking about the Holy Ghost to you. Amen. You can have it today. Amen. So I'm letting you know today God loves you. He cares about your soul. It's not his will that any should perish. We're all coming to repentance. And you know, I love people, and I care about people. God wants you to be saved, friend. That you need to do. I try to do this kind of slow. Amen. To make it easier for people to understand. I'm trying not to do no yelling and everything. But I love people, and I care about their souls. And, you know, I'm a street preacher also. Amen. I go out there. I don't mind going out there preaching the word of God, praise God, because that's what it is. I go out there and witness and testify. I'm calling on a lot of people out there. Amen. You believe in Jesus Christ like I do, go out there and witness. Go out there and teach the word of God out to the people. Amen. So we thank and praise God for all of you. Give a thanks you know, our producer, Mother Geraldine, amen, of our church. Amen. We thank and praise God for her to help us out. Amen. We thank and praise God for everybody at our church. Give an honor to all the saints of Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. The Churches of God, the Bible Way. We give an honor to all of them. Listen, when you want to call in, praise God, just call in. Call in, you know, and you can rehear this. It's going on YouTube and all these other, amen, links that we're going to be having it on, and letting you know that God loves you. We care about your soul. We care about you. Amen. We thank about Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible. You can look us up on the internet. Praise God. Let you know he cares for you. Amen. BlogTalkRadio.com. Praise God. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible Way. You can always call us also. Praise God. Let you know that we love you and we care about you. Remember, Jesus paid it all for you. He sacrificed it all for you. He paid it. He the one bled on that cross. In my mind, I visualized that. I said, Lord, look at the blood that Jesus lost for me. And he did it for me. He took my place and your place, friend. We love you. We care about you. And we thank and praise God for you. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name is above every name. Jesus Christ. Acts 4 Amen. And 12. Amen. Her name was above every name. Every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory.